All right, and welcome back to another episode of Self-Directed. We got a fun episode in the books today. I've got Lupcho Stojanovski Jr. We're gonna dial in on Lupcho's story about dropping out, about the decision to drop out, what he was doing before, what it was that caused that decision, and equally, if not more important, what he did next, and that journey of going from college dropout to extraordinaire success in at this early stage in his career. So, Lupcho, welcome to Self-Directed.
Yes, sir. Yep, appreciate it. Yo, giving me way too much credit, man. I learned how to set up this headset like 30 minutes ago. Like, you know, chill out. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate being here. Excited.
I'm very excited to dive in and talk more about this story. So let's just go get right at it. I want to talk, you know, before we get too deep into the story of actually dropping out, let's rewind the clock a little bit. I'd love to hear more about, why'd you go to college? What was the decision-making process while you were in high school that made you feel like, hey, college is the right thing for me, and here's what I want to get out of college?
Bro, that is such a, like that's a million-dollar question. Like, why the hell did I apply to college? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not like you come out the womb and it's like, yo, you know, you got to apply to, you know, that's not like an instinctual thing to do, right? So it had to have been taught. Who taught me? I'm guessing this was subconscious, because it's like you just go through the motions of life, man. You go through elementary school, you go through middle school, high school. It's just like, that's the next step.
Yep.
College. Like, you better apply.
It was same for me. Know? Yep, absolutely. And that starts in like seventh grade, you know?
Dude, they get you ready, bro. You're at fourth grade, bro. You know, yeah. PEMDAS college. They set you straight, man. They're like, if you don't know PEMDAS, you'll never survive college.
Take this standardized test in fifth grade. We're going to tell you what colleges we think you're going to be eligible for. You know,
it's so stupid. So stupid. It's like, what the hell?
So for you, did you always know, or was there ever a question as you were, you know, going through the rigmarole of school? Was there ever a question of, hey, I don't know if college is right for me, or was it just kind of a foregone conclusion?
Man, I was actually on the fence. Like, I was on the fence of applying. Like, I was. Man, I was definitely on the fence. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my career. Yeah. I wasn't in tune with my purpose. Like I said, a lot of it was just subconscious. Like, you know, let me just apply. Yeah. This is the next step in life. Like, let me just apply. I wasn't like rebelling against it, but yeah. Once I became aware of what the hell is going on, I'm like, damn, bro, like this is not it. Like, yeah. I'm getting the hell out of here. So yeah. Awareness was key for my part of the journey, at least.
Yeah. So what was it that put you on the fence? Was it just the lack of certainty about what you wanted, or was there something else, you know, like you had some different vision for your life, you just didn't know how to achieve it, or, you know, what was it that caused that uncertainty for you? Like, what were you feeling in the moment, you know,
man, I was
junior, senior high school?
Bro, I remember like, so you're talking about like before, like what?
Yeah. Before you went to school. So like before you even went to college, you know, yeah. You're uncertain. What was it you were feeling that gave you that uncertainty? Was it like lack of clarity about what you wanted to do? Was it something else? You know, like some people, it's like, hey, I have this big, hairy, audacious goal. I don't know if college is the right way to realize that, but, you know, I've always been told I have to go. Like, what was it for you that made you unsure that it was like the thing you had to do?
It's just like, what's the purpose?
Yeah.
Like, you get what, like, what the hell is the purpose? Like, I get it. Like, you know, if you want to, what's the purpose of working out? You want to be healthy. You want to have a nice body. What's the purpose of, I don't know, like writing, I guess it's a creative outlet. If that's how you release stress, what's the purpose? I didn't even understand the purpose. I'm like trying to understand, like, yeah. I don't know. In high school, it was like, I didn't understand a lot of purpose. Like, nobody taught me about mortgages, finance, nothing. I'm like, dude, what's the point of a mortgage? Like, I genuinely in high school didn't understand the purpose of why I'm applying, but I just did it because it was a social norm.
Yep.
And maybe that's what sparked it. But like, what got me hesitant is, what the hell am I getting out of this? Like, yep. What's the ROI? Why am I doing, like, I didn't realize at that moment that college equals job security.
Yeah.
Once that clicked for me, that's when I dropped the hell out. But yep. At that moment, that was like, I don't know, that uncertainty, like I didn't see that correlation.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there any kind of, you know, was there any kind of like identity crisis between, hey, I'm applying by default, that's what I'm supposed to do, and actually enrolling, was there ever any point where you like almost didn't go, or was it just kind of like, I'm just going with the motions. This is what I'm supposed to do.
Going with the motions, man. I was like a robot, bro. I was like a robot. Like, this is how it is. My girl at the time, my girlfriend was applying. Like, she was, you know, she was in my ear a lot. So I was applying, and my friends, all of them getting accepted and stuff. So that's like, I guess that was the main trigger. You're just the people around you, you know?
Yeah. How did you choose which college to go to?
I didn't have much choices, man. My GPA was a 2.0. I had a 2.8 GPA, bro. Like, I wasn't the smartest kid in the class. People would make fun of me. I was in AP history, AP politics.
Yeah.
I had a knack for that type of stuff. But then I'm in math class with the football kids. So I'm just like, what the hell's wrong with this kid? You know, like, how is he in these? Where's the disconnect, you know? And then the GPA is like a 2.8. So I was not like, I was not the bread and butter, you know, here you go. Penn State, you know, whatever. Like, nah, bro, Middlesex County College it is. So I didn't have much choices. I applied to Rutgers. That's what I'm in Jersey. So that's what's near me. Dorming was out the question. Finances were not like, I did not have the finances for that. But if I was going to go, I was in scarcity mindset already.
Yep.
Has to be in Jersey, has to do this, has to do that. So that's kind of the runaround, I guess.
Yeah. Once you got there, did you pick a major when you enrolled, or was that something that you kind of stumbled into after you got to college?
Yeah. So nah, I picked it from the start. So I wasn't even in business, man, to be honest. My first major was history, because I love history. I love politics. I love human nature. What's like at the end of the day, what the hell is driving all this conflict? How do you resolve conflict? How do you resolve adversity? But like, it didn't really make much money. And I need money to be happy. So it's like, well, you need a certain amount of money, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be looking at it the wrong way, but I looked at history as enjoyment. I didn't look at it as like my profession. So that's where that disconnect was.
Cool. So at what point did you make the change from, hey, history, I'm going to go do business, accounting, all these other kind of things. Like, what was that process? Was it I want a job, you know, I want to go choose a major that I think I'm going to be able to make money? Or was it, I actually have an interest in this other stuff?
Yeah, believe it or not, it was a crisis moment, man. So I went to Ocean City, Maryland with all my boys. We had a great ass time, right? Great ass time, dude. And it got really ugly when at that time, man, I'm working at a diner, I'm working at a diner, restaurant, bar, whatever. I'm still in college, so I can't like get an actual job, man. Like, I'm taking all these credits. I just need pocket change. Because I didn't give whatever. I didn't give like notice that I'm going, even though I did politics, this, that, you're suspended. I told them I'm not coming back. Don't call me again. So then
This is the job.
This is the job, man. I came to a crisis moment.
Yeah.
College is ensuring me job security.
Yeah.
But like this is still a profession that's like even when I was at the diner, this is going to happen. Corporate America, man, I've heard stuff like it's the same thing, bro. Like, so I was in a crisis moment. I'm like, why? Like, I got to figure out a major. I got to figure out what I'm doing. I ended up reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. First thing they told me is I got to get good at sales, marketing, business law. I still remember the fourth. I think that there's one more. Sales, marketing, business law, I think accounting. And then it's like, okay, how do you get sales experience?
Yep.
The other three skills are hard skills. Okay, I'm going to do an accounting major. So that's that's when I changed trajectories, I'd say.
Man, that book is probably, I mean, it's got to be one of the most popular or most commonly referenced books. I like people read it and it's like, oh, that was a light bulb moment for me. I know it was for me, you know, and I've heard so many other people. So how quickly you went back to school like the next week, changed the accounting?
This happened. I have it on my vision board. This happened on August. July 4th, 2016. So this is when that happened. I couldn't really apply.
Independence Day.
Yeah, Independence Day, right? Independence Day, baby. So that happened July 4th. I was in Ocean City, got fired, whatever, picked up that book. I can't apply. I'm still like, you know, the neuroplasticity is still like from conditioning, from going to college. So the only thing I do is change my major at that time. August 19th, I get like a real estate webinar from Robert Kiyosaki. Like, yo, come learn real estate. And he's credible because he just told me how to make money.
Yep.
Go to that. Long story short, 6 months later, I dropped out. I ended up going in real estate.
That's incredible. That's a short time. That's a short time. That's a lot to unpack, you know, 6 months. I'm sure there are a few steps in between. What were those steps? You know, you change your major, you get back to college. At what point was it like, nah, this is not going to do it. This is not it for me.
Yeah. So like I gave you the skinny, man. I gave you 6 months. Yeah. It was definitely, that was like a metamorphosis that I went through. So August 19th was the first event I went to.
Okay.
One day teaching you real estate. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do real estate. I signed up for a 3-day event, $200. September 9th, 10th, 11th, 2016. I'm at that 3-day event. They're teaching you real estate, teaching you this, that, whatever. End up buying a $2,000 course on how to wholesale. Whatever, do that course. I'm getting into college at this time, mind you. Yep. And I'm at Starbucks. I ended up at Starbucks somehow because I got fired from my previous job. So I'm at like a barista just trying to pay bills. Quit, leave Starbucks because I'm doing real estate now. I just spent $2,000 on this course. Long story, like 3-4 months, man, I'm getting no results. Like I spent $2,000. I don't really have the money for it. They're telling me I can make 10 G's a deal. I'm like, where's the disconnect?
Yeah.
At that moment, 3 months later, it's like December, man. And I'm like, dude, what the hell? Like, I just spent $2,000. It's got to work. There's a lot of people doing it. Yep. At that moment, I dropped out. I walk into Cal class January 19th, drop the hell out. I'm like, get the hell out of here. You're talking about imaginary numbers. I'm trying to make money. Like, there's a disconnect. And that's what happened. I went, found a mentor after it was wrapped.
Yep. Was it, so what was it about college? Was it, you know, did your mindset change from the point of like being convinced that college could actually help you? Or was it more so like, the urgency of your circumstances? Was it, I'm unhappy in college? What were the kind of like emotions and thought processes going through your mind in that kind of like messy middle period of, you know, losing your job, you spent some money on a real estate course, it's not working. Yeah, was it college itself or was it something else?
Man, it was like, Mitchell, it was like a mixture of like all things, right? So it's like everything, man. Like I would say the top one though was what I'm learning in college is not aligned with where I want to go. Like being in business is unlimited income. There's no cap on sales.
Yep.
Getting my degree guarantees me a 9-to-5 and I work for someone else. And there's nothing wrong for working for other people. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like ultimately I don't want a cap on my income. That's why I chose sales at the end of the day.
Yep.
But there was just a huge, at that point in my life, that there was like a huge disconnect.
Yep.
It's not teaching me sales. It's not teaching me persuasion. It's not teaching me how to make, like, it's not teaching me anything. So I had to make a move, man.
Yeah. Did you tell anybody about this before you made the decision or was it like a, I'm going to go do it all in?
Nah, I didn't tell anyone, man. I'm like, actually, yeah. No, like everyone asked me, I told my mom like, yo, I dropped out today. She's like, what the hell did you do? Yo, my mom was wiling out, Mitchell. She was like, you know, first generation immigrant. She's like, what the hell's going on? You doing this? I'm like, listen, I ain't working at McDonald's. I ain't going to, like, I'm not going back to Wendy's. Like just at Starbucks. I mean, just trust me. Like,
yeah,
I'm onto something. End up going, I get mentored by a real estate investor broker. So that kind of that. To this day, that person is a big part of my, like where I'm headed in my journey. Mm-hmm. So just nothing but respect there.
So with your mom or anybody else that was close to you at the time that kind of had a similar reaction, did they come around? Was this a gradual process or is it something that, you know, you sat them down, it's like, hey, I have a plan. They were immediately okay. Like what was that transition for other people or do you have their support yet?
I my whole thing is like the decision, dislike it, like you got to respect it, period. Yeah. Like that's how I look at it. So like me coming out with a plan and like telling my mom, like I probably should have done that, but like the rebellion, I'm like, listen, this is what I'm doing. And then once I started making money, she's like, all right, like, you know, I don't know how you figured this, like, this is completely out the box thing, like norm. This is not like, just keep doing what you're doing, like whatever, just as long as you're growing, I guess.
Yeah.
I just dived in though, man. Like I just went right for it.
Yeah. Did you have any other friends who were still in college or kind of that college mindset? Were they giving you hell about this?
Yeah, for sure, man. I had a bunch of my buddies were still, you know, to this day, my best friend from kindergarten, like he's an accountant now. He went to college, like, all right, that's cool. My other good friend, he ended up dropping out. He's, you know, he kind of just looked at me. He's like, damn, like I don't have to do this. You know, he was in the same boat as me. So I guess just a mixed bag, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome. So what did you do next? Like you got the mentorship, but like, was there a job waiting for you or is that something that you figured out quickly? Like what did you do from, you know, from making that decision, going all in?
Yeah. I mean, going all in for me was, I guess, sweat equity. Like, listen, I don't have any real, I have no skills that I bring to this world and like to the table, at least at this point in my life.
Yeah.
Like I don't have a hard skill. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a historian. And I have no soft skills in high school. I dead ass. Like I was introverted. I was shy. I was really not that outgoing.
I would not even believe that. No, any other day though.
Yeah, dude. It's like a paradigm shift, right? So I had no soft skills, no hard skills. I worked for free, man. I was like, I went up to my mentor to this day. We talked yesterday too. He called me. So that was nice. Like hearing from him, but he like, I literally told him like, bro, like just keep like, let me learn something. Like, what do you like real estate? You make money in real estate. Sales, you make money in sales, like help me. So he basically said, listen, here's a bunch of leads, cold call, do whatever you got to do, man, door knock, like I'll pay you 15% once we close on it. Yeah. So that's how it went down.
You immediately remind me of I'm immediately thinking of Wolf of Wall Street, that scene that scene where Donnie walks up to Jordan and he's like, is that your car out there? It's like, how much money you make? He's like, I made $270,000 last year. He's like, you show me a paycheck for $270,000, I go and quit my job right
quit my
now.
Job,
I work for you. I work for you now.
Dude, if you haven't watched that movie, like, you know, that's like a must, dude. Top three sales.
if you can gut it out, I mean, if you're interested in sales, like it's a great movie. So many great like sales speeches. It's a little bit of a vulgar movie. Like I remember watching it in theaters and people like walking out of the theater like 30 seconds into it. This is so bad. But
oh, bad, dude. So
anyway, chasing a rabbit trail there. So were you still working other jobs at this point in your life to get by? No. Like working a start? You're going all in.
All in.
Credit card debt,
$8,000. My credit's still effed to this day. Like $8,000 credit cards. Like I'm 19, bro. Like there was no going back, bro. There's no plan B. Plan B deteriorates from plan A. This is plan A. I'm going to close the deal. This is how it's going to happen.
Yep.
That's kind of what my mindset was. My credit was shot. I'm good now, man. 750, but like, you know, we could use some work, but
you got a shovel out though and started digging at some point. Ooh,
bro, it was bad, man. It was really bad. Like I dropped to a 540. Yeah. Like that's where the I'm bringing this up because that's where the opportunity cost was. Like,
yep.
I didn't have a second job. I didn't rely on my mom. I would never ask her for money. I'm like, bro, give me the credit cards. Like max out that at that time I had good credit. I just kept maxing it out, man. So
yeah. While you're making that decision, that's really pushing all your chips in, going all in. Was there ever any kind of like doubt in yourself, or was it like, I am going to make this work. I must make it work.
The doubt, see how I handle doubt even from like a small age is massive action. So even if there's doubt, fight or flight, that's the natural, like, this is how people deal with problems. I still I have it too. Like everybody has this, bro, unless you're a monk, like God bless, you know, you figured it out.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you're scared or you get angry.
Yeah.
Knowing that, just take massive act. Like I took massive action. That's it. The fear went away.
That's incredible. Was there ever any kind of like, how was your psyche during this time? Was it, you know,
bro,
it like stressed, dude, to the max all the time?
Dude, if I did this today, somebody would call me insane, bro. Like I wouldn't even do that. I guess everything has a season, as they say. Like I would never, Mitch, I would never do this today. Like what the hell was I thinking, bro? Yeah. You know what I mean? All the chips in the, I don't know. I had no income coming in. I'm cold calling, I'm door knocking in Newark and these ghettos. Like it was I don't know how the hell I did it, bro, but I don't regret it one bit. Like, I'm just like, damn, like, this is my story. You feel me? Like, there's nothing, yeah. Like, this is me, man. I did this shit. Like, nobody else did it. So nobody can take that away from me. So I don't know. It helped me out a lot.
Yeah. That's awesome though. How long did it take though? In, you know, you drop out of college, you're going all in, you're maxing out credit cards. How long before you make it?
Oh wait, my first deal?
Your first deal.
3 months.
3 months.
How much was it? Really not that much. 1010 John Street. I still remember the property. 1010 John Street. I think it was like $2,500 straight commission. It wasn't that for 3 months of work. That's really not that much. Yeah. But it gave me the, like, damn, all right, no more credit cards. I did this. No more credit cards. Let me fill my sales pipeline. Like, let me get this shit going. Like, it gave me the reassurance that
I'm onto something. Going.
Yeah, I'm onto something. Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the 9 month transition? Was that like where you're up on your feet, you're making good money, or, you know, what happened at that point?
So I started doing this in March, 2017, June. I already got the check. We already closed on the property by June. So I found the deal within 3 weeks, but real estate's a little different. I'm sure, like, you bought a house, bro. Yep. Title, CO, smoke, all that. Like,
you got inspections, lending, you got, you know, the financing, like, you got all the paperwork. Bro, it'd take forever.
So crazy, bro. So that took 3 months in itself. June, I cut a check. My sister's getting married in July. I fly out to Europe, come back in August, start working again. And then my boss offers me a full-time job. Then he offers me, then he's like, yo, I'll make you my lead manager. Like, just handle the leads. After that, man, like, the hardest part was the first 3 months, man. And everything building up to it. It's like, oh gosh.
Yeah. I mean, you've probably been told no quite a few times by that point though.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. No. And I'm shy at this time. Then I'm like, man, I don't give a crap anymore. Like, whatever.
Yeah. So where'd you go next? Like, in your career, what was the next step? You stay at that company for a while. Like, at what point did you start looking for other options?
So I stayed at the company for one more year,
mm-hmm.
and then ended up leaving, ended up selling cars for a little, whatever. That was whatever. And, you know, part of the journey, I guess, selling cars. After that, I was kind of, honestly, I was a little directionless, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I was selling cars for a little. I ended up working at a call center, and all of these experiences, like I was there at that point when I left my real estate job, that's when I became picky of what jobs I'm going to take on. Because now, before, I'm working for free to learn a skill. Now it's like, I got my skill, man. I got my soft skills down. I got my hard skills. Like, I'm not going to work at, I can't go back to, I'm working at Starbucks was a season for me. That's it. Yep. I can't go back. I don't care about the security. That's when I was like, let me sell cars. Let me work at a call center. I want to keep developing my communication. That's kind of what happened after. Ended up applying for a Praxis after, get a little more clarity into my career. Nothing but love from the Praxis team. Helped me out a lot. I'm selling tech now. So yeah, man, represent.
That's awesome. So you're doing tech sales now. And what's the career vision for you? I know it's like, I want to make money. I want to not be capped. I want to realize my potential, but what does that look like for you?
Man, for me, man, unlimited potential, obviously. Like, we're all here to uncover our potential, man. And we all have it, man. Like, we all have to just go in, dig deep and find out what motivates us. At the end of the day, Mitchell, like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to own my own business. Like, I want to go down that road. And it's just like that. That's probably my next big leap of faith, or whatever you want to call it, in this journey. Like, that'd probably be my next, like, move.
That's the thing you're working towards now.
Yeah, man. Like, entrepreneurship. Let me open up a business. Let me help others, man, that, you know, that maybe are going through the same crap as me, or that went through it and didn't see the same results. Like, you know, let me take you under my wing. Like, that's the next step for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's the ultimate prize, is you get to do something you love. You get to, you know, reap the benefits of that, and you get to help other people along the way. Like, what better career path is that?
Preach, man, preach.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. That's what I feel too. You know, like, it's a big transition when you can make that move. And, you know, I think that what I like about your story is the almost brazen recklessness with which you ran into, like, I need these skills. I'm going to go do whatever I have to get those. And I'm going to go take on credit card debt versus, like, keeping a part-time job and now cutting the time that I can spend building these skills in half. I'm going to go all in. I want to spend all my time in it. Which brings me to some other fun questions I want to pepper you with. Like,
What do you feel like are some of the big defining moments as you look back, and some of the like the big lessons that you wish you would have known?
I guess like how hard it was, man. Like that shit was hard, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like if I knew how hard it was, like sometimes I'm like, damn, bro, I should have got my diploma. You feel like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like it was hard, man. Like,
yeah.
The doubt, the insecurities, you know, like I wish I knew that before, I guess.
Yeah. I guess to some extent, it's almost that the naivety is almost an advantage, because yeah. Not knowing how hard it is it, in advance, it kind of frees you up from like the fear of not taking that next step.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. Like it's definitely the like not knowing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The unknown, yep. Man. I didn't know how hard that shit was. I was like, damn, bro.
So what other advice would you give? You know, the average young person, young adult, person in college, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't have direction. They're not sure. What advice would you give them? What do those people need to hear? Do you think they need to hear?
I would say, man, like, don't let fear get to you, man. You know, we all got it. But like, if you have a goal, if you have something in mind, man, just go work for it, man. Sweat equity. That's what it's called, sweat equity, for a reason. Your sweat is going into equity. That equity is into hard skills or soft skills. So don't be afraid to like take that leap of faith. Don't be like that fear, man, like overcoming that fear. That's like that's 95% of it, man. And then after it's wraps after that, man, like, you know?
Yeah. How would you, you know, what advice would you give specifically like addressing the question of dropping out, dealing with all the people in your life, the critics, especially like how should somebody handle that? What would you do? You know, we shared your experience earlier, but now reflecting too, is there anything that you would recommend doing differently or any pointers that, you know, you'd give those the person thinking about dropping out?
Yeah, man, that's a great question, right? Everyone faces that too. Like, I'm guilty. Yeah. Like, you know, you want to make people happy, man. Like, that's how we're wired. We were wired to live in tribes, and you don't want to get thrown out the tribe. That's why belief's coming.
Gotta fit in. Gotta fit in.
Gotta fit in. Otherwise, you're not with the tribe, bro. That's that mindset, I guess. I guess two parts, right? Faith, and then just having a healthy ego. Like, nothing's wrong with having an ego, man.
Yeah.
I think when it's unhealthy, like that's when it becomes a problem. And that's when you should not, like, that's when you should look to, like, you know, kind of do some personal development, like narcissism. You don't want that stuff. But like,
go knock on some doors and try and sell something. That'll fix that ego.
Go humble yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yo, but having a healthy ego, listen, this is like, if you're dealing with a family member that doesn't, listen, aunt, cool. Moving forward, like, you don't have to like the decision. You don't have to dislike it. Like, you know, you can respect it. If you don't want to respect it, I don't have to live here. And just having like, damn, if you say that, like, people will respect you because they respect for what you stand for. So that's part of it. The other part is unwavering faith.
Yeah.
I had no physical proof that what I'm doing is going to work, but I had an unwavering faith that if I just keep knocking on doors, it sounds real stupid, but if I keep knocking on doors, if I keep making phone calls, and if I keep doing this, I got to get one contract wrapped under like under center, you know?
Yeah. I love that, you know, for so many different reasons. The part you said about like it or not, you got to respect it. Like, I like that because it takes the emotion out of it. This is not personal. This is what I've decided. Yeah, and I don't care if you support it. I just want you to respect that my agency in making that decision. I like that. I think that's a powerful one. But also what you just said about the blind faith in the process itself.
In the process, like, bro. In the trenches, bro. You know, in the trenches.
Man. It's like the person working out who goes to the gym, you know, day one, day two, day three, day four, getting those reps in front of the mirror. Nothing's changing. Day five, nothing's changing. Day seven, nothing's changing, but you're starting to feel a little bit better. Day 10, you know, day 14, finally, it's like, all right, I think there's a little bit of some muscle starting to peek through. Like, you know that there are certain activities that lead to the result you want. And it may not be clear along the way that those activities are paying off until eventually one day you wake up and, you know, You can lift heavier boxes. You can twist the, you know, the lids off of jars. You know?
You're like, damn, this shit works.
Yeah. I gotta keep going to the gym. I can open jars now. So,
for sure, bro.
Lucho, I appreciate you sharing this story. I think it's awesome. There's a lot of good points here, even in the short kind of amount of time that we've unpacked here. What parting advice for the average young person, whether they're in college or not, whether they're in high school, like the average young adult out there who just doesn't know what they want to do, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, man, I guess it comes down to like what motivates you, man. That's number one. Like, what the hell is motivating you? That's what's going to drive all of your action and inaction. And then step two is like, who do you want to, like, who do you genuinely want to become? Not everybody's meant for business. Like, not everyone's meant to be a teacher, and not everyone's meant to be a spiritual leader. So who you need to become, and don't be afraid to step into that person once you have the right motivation. So that's how I, if I could look back, that's how I do it, man.
Yeah. That's great advice. That's great advice. I wish you could teleport that back in time to like 17-year-old me too. It's like still wrestling with it. So anyway, man, thank you so much for joining us. This has been another episode of Self-Directed. Check us out. Hit subscribe on your favorite place to listen to podcasts, and we'll be back again soon.